Even though my political career was in California, as fate would have it, my springboard into a higher level of politics was from a Maryland connection. It came when Jerry Brown decided to run for president in 1976. Jerry was the newly elected governor of California. He was both a progressive Democrat and a fiscal conservative, and he started making waves as soon as he took office with his strong stand on environmental issues and his small is beautiful philosophy. He lived in a small apartment instead of the governor's mansion and rode in a compact car instead of a limousine. In a few national interviews, he had established himself as a celebrity and a voice for the future. Although Jerry's family had been friends of the Pelosis, I didn't know him well. Paul knew him much better than I did. Jerry had been in the same class as Paul's brother David at St. Ignatius High School. There were also connections between the Brown and the Ronald Pelosi families. When Jerry decided to run for president, it was already March, which was very late in the game. The California primary was to be in June, and Jerry's campaign would focus on making its strongest stand there. But the logic of this strategy worried me. I knew a great deal would happen before June. One day, when I was talking to my friend Leo McCarthy, who was Speaker of the California State Assembly and the chair of Jerry's presidential campaign, I shared my concerns. "If Jerry wants to run for president, we shouldn't wait for California," I told Leo. "By then, it's going to be too late. There will already be a nominee. If he wants to win in California and control his own state party, he really has to run sooner." I was very aware that Maryland's presidential primary was in April, 2 months ahead of California's, and the Maryland Secretary of State had recently declared that a recognized candidate in any state in the Union would automatically be on the Maryland ballot. So I said to Leo, "Let's go to Maryland. We can begin the fight there." Leo talked to Jerry, and Jerry was interested. My brother Tommy had finished his term as mayor of Baltimore in 1971, and still had a high profile in the state. Tommy was intrigued by Jerry's ideas and national possibilities and encouraged the governor's campaign. Tommy enlisted a mutual friend of ours, Ted Venatoulis, who was the Baltimore County executive and had a large grassroots organization, which immediately went to work. Once Jerry signed off, we were on our way. Jerry came in on the first night of the campaign, and we had a huge rally at a hotel in downtown Baltimore. Thousands of people, most of them young, showed up to see him. The crowd was so large it spilled out into the street, and they cheered practically every word he said. It was the same all over the state. People came by the thousands to see him. After 3 short weeks of intense campaigning, Jerry won the popular vote in Maryland and would go on to win more primaries. Even though the nomination would eventually go to Jimmy Carter, Jerry had established a real national presence. A few days after the Maryland primary, when he came back to California, people were very excited. There was a huge welcoming party, and Jerry stood up and said, "Nancy Pelosi was the architect of my Maryland campaign." In August, I went to the Democratic National Convention in New York City as a delegate from California and a new member of the Democratic National Committee. My political hobby had suddenly taken a serious turn. I think Mayor Alioto would have agreed that I now had at least 1 foot outside the kitchen. I am frequently asked what event started me on my path from homemaker to House Speaker, and I cite the Brown campaign as being pivotal. One can only see in retrospect the steps taken that got you from there to here. They will vary from person to person, but in all instances, steps were taken. By recognizing opportunities, assessing risks, and taking action, success can be achieved.